Herbie, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
This hour is being brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com.
My name is Lawrence Holmes. I'm here with you until 2 o'clock. We talked a lot of football in the first hour. We might get back to a little bit of it in the second hour. I wanted to talk about Cubs convention. I didn't go this year. The weather just didn't cooperate. There's all sorts of stuff that was going on. Like, Saturday would have been great. Like, Saturday morning, like, it felt great outside. Like, it felt 40 degrees, and then that temperature drop. Shout out to Demetrius Ivory, because I was watching him Friday night, and he said, there's going to be some snow, and when the snow comes, you need to get it up fast, because it's going to turn into ice real quick. It's going to warm up, it's going to melt a little bit, and then it's going to turn into ice. So I was like, oh. So shout out to Demetrius for the heads up on that, because I got out there and got some work done. So I didn't go to Cub convention. I did go to see Bad Boys for Life. I'm going to have a whole LoHo Daily podcast about that today, about my experience in Chatham. I wanted to talk to you about this. Now, I did a whole thing yesterday, even a LoHo Daily on it after the show was done, about some of the things that were said. You know, Tom Ricketts had introduced the Marquee Network, and it was met with boos, and he was confused. Herbie, can we play that soundbite for people who didn't hear it? He was kind of confused, like, why are you booing Marquee? And I think that there are probably some reasons that people were booing, not necessarily booing Marquee. But this is what happened. So Tom Ricketts is trying to explain the type of outreach the Cubs want to do with their fan base. And he introduced the new network. And this is how it was met.
What our promise for the next 10 years is to continue to have the best relationship with our fans of any sport in the world, any professional sports team in the world. And that starts with the Marquee Network. The Marquee Network. What do you have against the Marquee Network? Believe me, you won't be booing about that in a year. You guys won't, you won't be booing about the Marquee Network in 1 year.
Okay, so I think Tom's right. You're probably not going to be booing about the Marquee Network next year.
He thought he was going to get a pop.
He really did. He thought he was Mick Foley. Like, the way that he set it up, it was very Mick Foley. It was like, and we've got the best fans in the world right here in Chicago, Illinois. And then he was like, and here's Marquee. Boo. Boo. So this is what I wanted to ask you and have you be a part of the conversation. Are you really not going to watch? Or is this just something that we're doing? Are we just doing the thing where we say we hate the new thing, and then immediately once the new thing happens, you're going to let go of all that hate? And I wrote this down yesterday. Like, I wrote down on my yellow pad, are we not watching Marquee? Because I don't believe you. I love you. You know that. But I don't believe you. Now, that being said, I'm okay with you voicing your displeasure, speaking truth to power. Like, I'm good with all of that. And I think that it felt like it was an eye-opening moment for Tom. Because Tom thought that he was going to get the Mick Foley pop. And he did not get the Mick Foley pop. That's something they should serve at McDonald's, the McFoley pop. They could
taste
do that.
Like sock?
It tastes like Socko. Oh, yeah. So here's what I'd like to know from you. Are you really not watching? Like, what's the issue for you? And here's what I'd like for you to do. I'm going to try to tailor your phone calls a little bit. I don't want you to speak in generalities. I'd like to know what the issue is for you. What bothers you about them starting a new network or about their offseason or about what the front office is saying. I want to know specifically of your plight. We'll do this. We could do this and it could be like a survey for them. Why can't I see anything on the screen? It's a new screen.
It's probably frozen. You probably have to let it go, firstly.
And wow.
Then reset it.
So wait, how do I do all of that?
So just close the app. You see?
Okay.
Just like X out of it like anything else.
And then restart it.
And restart it? Is it the Vox thing?
Yeah, you got to blow on it and then put it in.
Put it back in. Yeah. Shake the cartridge. Oh, okay, good. I got everyone now. Because I'm sitting there going, I know I can see people are calling. Like, why can't I go to the screen? But now I've got it. There you go. Put a little air into the phone lines.
And we knew that without any internet, millennials, Generation Z.
We had to do whatever we... Well, then we got really fancy. You can get Q-tip and an alcohol swab. And then you're really good to go. Before I get to the phone calls, I will look at some text messages too. 670-11 is the way to do it. This texter says, I'm a very lazy person. I have no problems with Marquee as long as I can pick up my remote control and say Cubs game. Look, I think that you're more right than people are giving credit to. Change is difficult and it's not fun. And dealing with any sort of content factory, whether it's Dish or Xfinity or RCN or WOW.
Or Shane Reardon.
They're things that you don't want to do. And there's a lot that goes into it. You got to be at home. You got to change out equipment. So, like, when the Cubs are like, no, just call Xfinity and tell them that you're going to change. You're going to change. And you heard me talk about this in the open. I saw someone, it was a Bleacher Report thing that they were doing on Marquee. And Twitter comments are, you know. But this guy said, why do I have to do the work? Why do I have to do the heavy lifting? But y'all lying, right? You're actually going to watch. Boo.
I would just like to say that if you're not going to watch, you can listen right here, all of them, right here on 670 The Score.
Yes.
As a corporate guy, as I am.
I mean, you are the corporate champion, but
and
yes.
And the executive producer of the day games during Cubs baseball.
Sure. Like, it's great for us if you would rather listen and or you don't have the dough to spend on... Whether it's, I don't even know how much it costs, which I also think is problematic, but that is something that can't be figured out until Xfinity and the Cubs figure out the carriage fee anyway.
And I'd also like to say, while we lost Dave Misko, great engineer, we've gained Paul Zerang as our engineer this year.
My Ute! So let me get to your phone calls on this. 312-644-6767 is the number. Out to Nick. Hey, Nick, you're on the score.
How's it going, Lawrence?
Things are good. What's your problem with the Cubs?
I agree with your texture. It's not Sinclair being conservative or liberal. We all watch sports and get involved with that so we don't have to deal with real-world politics and everything.
But
so if for us to go through, like, if I have to get rid of Dish Network, I mean, that's kind of where my internet and everything's connected to. It's work for me. I don't want to do work. I go to work every day.
No, I get that. I really get the idea of it's not even work. It's a hassle. It's a multi-day hassle. You're going to be on hold with people. You're going to have to call. The political angle of this, though, is interesting to me because of how open that family has been politically. I mean, yeah, I guess when we're all sitting here watching the games, it's fine, but it's not as if this is someone who is doing stuff in the shadows politically. The Ricketts is all of them are very upfront about their feelings on politics. And their politics has played a role in how the ballpark is built, how rehabbed. What's happening in the area. And if we want to go macro, like, they play a big role in national politics too. That's why in July last year, Theo Epstein's having to answer questions about the owner having a rally for President Trump and how he feels about that politically. I don't think any of it necessarily has anything to do with what happens as far as player acquisition goes, but one could then argue, well, why they keep telling y'all they ain't got no money? They got money. Let's go out to Bobby. Hey, Bobby, you're on the score.
Hey, man. Yeah, the Ricketts are Trumpers, so I don't need the network as an excuse to boo them. But I will say, well, what bothers me is the real impact on the team. So, you know, they definitely hyped up the network as a opportunity to have more money and then thus, in you know, increase the money you spend on the field. And they do have a high payroll, but it's you're releasing a new paid network while the Cubs apparently had to trade, like, Tony Kemp because he makes too much money or something. So that doesn't exactly line up. So that's what bothers me about it. I'll watch the Cubs, whatever network they're on. And I also think they're being a little dismissive of how easy it is to just call your company. You know, L.A., I don't know if fans are – you talked about it a little yesterday, but I don't know if people are really aware of what a lot of people in L.A. have to deal with.
Millions of people in L.A. cannot watch Dodgers games. And if this thing is prolonged between the – them not coming to an agreement with Comcast, Xfinity Comcast, you're talking about somewhere between 40 and 50% of the viewing audience not being able to watch the games. Full disclosure, I work for NBC Sports Chicago. That is a part of the Xfinity Comcast company.
To a person like myself, I look at NBC Sports Chicago as in the catbird seat in this negotiation. Firstly,
Well, wait. We need to be clear. It's not NBC Sports Chicago.
It's Comcast. But also...
But yes, it does benefit NBC Sports Chicago. And if I'm Comcast, which even though I work for a subsidiary, I am not, my answer would be to... My question to Tom is, why should I cut you a break? Why? Like, what is in it for me? So the answer to that question is well, we're going to bring more subscribers. We're going to bring people over from whatever it is that they are because they love the Cubs so much that they're going to pay a really high subscription fee that you're going to be able to do something with. And the problem is that what we've seen around the country is more cable companies, more satellite companies being like, I'm good on that. You can keep that. Because we'll do whatever it is. A texter earlier said they're mad at Channel 9 because Channel 9 is now – they're mad at the Cubs because they did Channel 9 dirty. They used to have Cubs and Blackhawks, and now all they have is reruns of Friends games. No disrespect to my people over 1901 West Madison. Friends reruns do better numbers than Blackhawks games. And I'm really impressed that Channel 9 is like, yeah, we don't have sports anymore, but watch this. We're going to start doing more stuff. We're going to start going back national again with WGN America doing a news thing. They are adding programming, and I love it.
But what I'm asking is, since that owner or two-thirds of that station is Jerry Reinsdorf, does that factor into it?
I don't know if it factors all the way up to the levels of the people in Philadelphia for Comcast negotiating. But if the roles were reversed, would Tom cut someone a deal? I don't think that looking at his track record as a businessman in the 44th Ward, I don't think that Tom would cut people sweetheart deals.
Tom Tunney?
Well, I guess technically, yes, both of them, both Tom Ricketts and Tom Tunney. Let's go out to Rob. Hey, Rob, you're on the score. Why are you mad at the Cubs?
I'm not mad at them, but my attitude, I have Comcast. And my attitude is if Comcast automatically charges me more and includes the Cubs marquee network, then I'll watch the games. But if they give me an option to subscribe and pay an extra amount of money per month, I won't.
Yeah, here's how it's going to work, though. It's not going to be a la carte. It's not like you can have, it's going to be on a sports tier, like the way that things are set for you now. Like you probably have a bunch of different sports channels that are on a sports tier.
Well, Comcast just did that about 2 months ago or so. They took I think it was TNT, and they, strangely enough, they put it on a sports tier. They called it the sports tier, along with the history or one of the science or history channels on Comcast. It was very strange. At that point, that particular station showed a bunch of old movies, which was kind of nice if you're old like me and you want to see an old movie. But for some reason, they created this sports network or package, and I think that's where they're going to eventually, if they move Marquee, they might move it over there.
Yeah, that's exactly where they're going to put it. It's going to be on a sports tier. And then for whatever you pay for that sports tier, you're going to add in what Marquee is to subscribe. Let me give you an idea of what I'm talking about. Like if you get a package that includes ESPN, right now ESPN has the highest subscriber fee of any channel that or any like subset of channels that you would get. And it's costing people $8 a month. Now, what always makes me laugh is the people that will say, I hate ESPN. I'm not going to watch ESPN. That's cool, but you're still paying for it. So you're paying them to not watch, which to me is crazy. Now, you're probably going to watch Marquee, although I don't know if they needed to tell us all the other stuff that's going to be around Cubs baseball, because I don't see... At least yet, I don't see Marquee being a place where I'm going for programming outside of Cubs baseball. Like, the games are there, the pre and post game. I know what I'm getting with Lynn and JD. I know what I'm getting with Doug Glanville. But I don't know if I'm going to be sticking around for the other stuff. Like, to me, it's not a great selling point for the Cub fan at Cub Convention. Well, here's all this other stuff that we're going to do. And we're going to have VSiN. And I think people are just like, where can I watch the game? The idea that Tom has about Marquee, it does answer one of the complaints of Cub fans over the last few years. Because the games were scattered, they're on NBC Sports Chicago, they're on Channel 7, they're on CIU, they're on Channel 9. At least you know that outside of the national games, that the games are going to be in one place. I guess the question becomes, how willing are you to pay for that? And does it matter if the Cubs are monetizing their product? To me, I don't mind them monetizing it. This is their product. And the market will tell us whether or not they made the right decision. It's hard for me to see a scenario where Marquee fails. But I do think the environment for doing something like this was better a few years ago than it is right now. I was just reading a piece this morning. And I feel like I've been telling Herbie this for the last like 3 years, but we're now at the point where all of the streaming services are basically costing you what your cable package cost. And it's like, that was the bit. The bit was I didn't have to pay for all of this stuff. And now I got to pay for all of it.
True, but also I think about the people who are younger than I. So I'm thinking about these millennials and Generation Z people who don't know about cable and paying for cable. And they know about pirating. They know about these other things where they can buy a little device that goes to the back of their TV and then getting a VPN and having everything for free.
Sure.
So
yeah, but they're,
how
but,
do those but, people get... Oh, I want to pay now for the Cubs.
And remember that there's also, if you look at the average age of a baseball fan, of a baseball viewer, they're older. They're older than I am. I'm 44. The average viewer of the All-Star game was, what, 57? So are those people, that's why I get really upset. We're like, well, just watch it on a subreddit. I'm not doing that. I'm not. And my parents' TV, they don't have that. They don't have internet TV.
I have to help my mom with her damn email.
Of course. Of course. And I know that I'm already behind the times. But people are creatures of habit. And breaking that habit is going to be difficult. And this is where I'll go back to Tom and what he said at the Cubs convention. Eventually, I feel overall this thing is going to be figured out. I think people are going to get the games, but I don't think that I wouldn't be surprised if it didn't happen before the season started. And once the season starts, what the Cubs will definitely want people to have it, but what's the incentive for Comcast? See, I think that their leverage ends once the season starts. Because then Comcast would be like, we good. Like, you want your people to see the game, don't you? And even with some of these things where fans have been put in the middle and have been asked to be advocates for whatever it is they watch, whether it's Marquee and Comcast or the Blackhawks and Dish, where then you have to go out there and be like, I'm gonna change my service if you don't put such and such on. And they're like, oh, well, what if we gave you, because you guys have all been through this, what if we cut your bill down by $15 a month? Well, I guess I'm not leaving. I'll just listen to the games on the score.
Yeah, it's the fascinating calculation is what is the monetary value of 40% of the market being pissed at you?
It's a great question. And this is where I'm not hating on Tom because he's a billionaire, but I do think this is a place where he might be a bit out of touch. When's the last time you think Tom called his cable company?
Never.
You think he's been on the phone with people for 20 minutes? Because I don't. I don't think that's ever happened to him. I don't think that he's ever had that moment where the counter of Dish or DirecTV or Xfinity is, well, you know what? You've been a loyal customer for us for 7 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. You're right. We don't have any power over that because that's negotiated above our heads. But what we can do for you is we're going to give you Showtime for 6 months for free. And then you're like, oh, so I got Showtime free now? Yeah, and you know what? We're going to throw in HBO too. Oh, I like Watchmen. And then you're like, I can either do what Tom wants me to do or what the Blackhawks and what NBC wants me to do, or I can keep this status quo, and I just came up. I now have HBO and Showtime for free for 6 months.
Now, if I was advising the Marquee Network, I saw this somewhere. I forgot. Maybe in a Robert Feeder article. I would have one of those games a week that they're broadcasting on free TV.
Yeah, this is where I think they messed up. This is my biggest issue with the Marquee rollout. You want to make people pay for your product? I got no problem with that. The relationship with Channel 9, even though they have not carried the bulk of the schedule for the Cubs in a really, really long time, I think that there's a couple ways that you can soften some of this, and it would be my advice to, if the Cubs were to ask me, what should we do now? I would say to them, they should do what the Yankees did with Yes Network. The Yankees put games on Sundays on WPIX, which is a free over-the-air station. They should do that with Channel 9 because it does a couple of things. One, it allows you basically some free advertising. And if you want to even simulcast, like the games are on Channel 9 and they're on Marquee, fine. Two, it allows your fan base to adjust to the change. There are some people who believe the Band-Aid rip is the better way to do it. I think in this particular case, a soft rollout would be better. Three, you get to show your Marquee product to people who don't consume it and then go, oh, all right, this is exactly the way that it used to be last year when I was watching games. It's not anything secret or different. I'm just going to, okay, cool, I'll do that now. Four, it takes care of your lower income fan base just a little bit, not a ton because they can't see every game, but for those people who don't have or make a lot of money, $100 a year is a lot of money. It is. And adding those extra fees and those extra taxes onto a bill, it may not feel like a lot of money to them. It may not even feel like a lot of money to me. But there are plenty of Cubs fans who don't have the means. It's like what we were talking about with the Bears and Bourbonnais. There are tons of Bears fans who can't go to Bears games. And their only way that they can consume Bears football up close is to go to Bourbonnais. and they're being pushed out with this move back to Halas Hall. It's what it feels like. And my issue with Tom is that from an optics standpoint, it looks terrible. He's a billionaire on stage telling you, hey, you go and call Xfinity and you tell them that you're going to leave if you don't get your marquee network. It's a bad look, and it could have been – they could have handled this way better. And there are steps that they could take between now and the launch that I think could help them out too. We'll see what they end up doing. More of your thoughts on this coming up on the other side. I'm Lawrence. You're listening to The Score.
Well, we've already got a lot of carriage deals in place. So they're, you know, a very large percentage of our – a good percentage of our broader area has already have it. Obviously, the big one locally is Comcast, and I think that everyone has an incentive to do what's right for the customers. So I'm pretty confident we'll get that taken care of.
That was Tom Ricketts, confident that things will be worked out with Comcast. I hope that that is the case and that everyone feels like they got a fair deal. And then we figure out what the passing of along is to the customer and whether the customer is getting a fair deal. I'm doing a focus group for the Cubs. I'm asking you, like, what's your issue? I don't know if they listen. Maybe they do. But I'm at least giving you an opportunity. Here's Greg. Hey, Greg, you're on The Score. Why are you mad at the Cubs?
Hey, well, I ain't so much mad. I'm just kind of disappointed that just because they live in the city, they think that people everywhere in the country think just the way that they do. You know, there's people who can't get cable, not whether they can afford it or not. They can't even get cable because of where they live. And Cubs have fans all over the country. Now, I live close to the city, but I don't have cable television because I don't like cable TV company. Regular television. We watch it on WGN. And it's been that way for 50 years of my life. And there's a nostalgic aspect to, you know, hey, I watched a Cubs game with my dad when I was 5 on WGN. And now you're taking that away.
Yeah, but that's been gone for a while. The idea of the games being on Channel 9 or on WGN America, that's been gone for a while. So I'm not trying to invalidate your feelings or your point. It's just that's the part of it that I can't go amen hallelujah to that. It'll be interesting to see what some of the MLB has kind of had some crazy rules about blackouts and the MLB at Bat app. They have loosened those, so now each team can actually do their own streaming rights deal if they want, but doing that is also difficult, and it hasn't quite been done yet. My hope is that those will be further explained options for people, but the concept of change is difficult, and routine is a hard thing to get over. Hi, Frank. Why are you mad at the Cubs?
Okay. I'll just summarize it quickly. I would say that by partnering with Sinclair and asking a Cub fan to pay Sinclair a healthy portion of what they make with their channel is a bridge too far for me politically. Even as a huge Cub fan, I can't do it.
I think that that's a fair reason. I wonder how long your convictions will hold out. And I wonder if the Cubs are good, are you then jumping back on? Or are you saying I can live without it? And this is where I think baseball in general has to be careful, because maybe you can live without it. Or maybe you will get what you need because Pat and Ron do a great job of painting a picture for you vividly. And then you can augment that with going to watch the condensed game the next day on MLB.com. Is it next day, or do they get it out pretty quickly?
I usually watch it like 3-4 hours after.
Yeah. So, okay, let me explain this for people, and kind of like the Reddit and subreddit. Major League Baseball on their website, MLB.com, if you go to the drop-down on the video page, you go to games and then the video page, they have condensed games where you can see pretty much the entire game in like 5 minutes. I know it's not the same thing as experience a game as it's going on, but as someone who does this for a living, has two teams to watch every night, it is a lifesaver.
To bring up this guy's point, like, I'm a Sox fan, and I've long, washed away the political stuff that's above me. Like, I expect the people who own the team to have different political thoughts than I do. Now, if the Sox were to partner with somebody I thought wasn't savory, I don't know if I have that type of, you know, I want to see the Sox. I don't think I have that type of fortitude to say, you know what, I'm not going to support X company because I want to watch my White Sox on TV.
Right. I think that they're... I mean, there's levels to it. There's maybe they've gone far. Like he said, it was a bridge too far. Like he was okay with some of this stuff until this point. And for everyone, it's going to be different. What I do think is overstated, though, and I've seen some people say this, well, now it'll become a Sox town. No, it's not. The people are going to jump on the White Sox because they've got a young, exciting roster for sure. But people aren't just going to jump teams. People will figure out where we're creative. We'll figure out some of the workarounds. But I do feel bad for those that aren't really in a position to do that. Let me go out to Tony. Tony, why are you mad at the Cubs?
Well, it's a family issue. My father's taken us to hundreds of Cubs games throughout the years. He's now in a nursing home. The nursing home has flat out told me and him they are not getting Comcast. They are not getting the Marquee Sports Network. And that's it. So my dad is sitting there looking at me, and he said, well, don't I count for anything? What am I supposed to say to him? How can I approach this with him? I am really ticked off that obviously an 87-year-old man in a nursing home isn't in the Cubs advertising demographics. But it's got to count for something for all the years and thousands of dollars he spent there. But obviously in Tom Ricketts' eyes, it doesn't. So going forward into this season, I'm going to treat it like it was the strike season. I'm not going to get this. I'm not going to go to any more Cub games, and I'll find something else to do with my disposable income.
I appreciate the phone call. I hope your dad gets to watch the games. Man, and you need to – I will say this. You need to make sure that whatever opportunities there are, like if the nursing home has Wi-Fi – you need to figure out how to get your dad to watch some games if he really loves it. Like, I don't want him to not have one of the things that he loves at a point in his life where it probably means more to him than anything. So that's part of your assignment as his son over the next couple of months, to figure out how to make this work for him. Let's go out to Ed. Hey, Ed, you're on the score. Why are you mad at the Cubs?
I kind of used my word I was going to use as far as the strike. I've been with Comcast forever, and where I live, it's all I can get. And I pay for all the movie channels they have. And, you know, obviously, I think the age is relevant. When you said you were 44, I'm 37. So I feel like I'm kind of right on that cusp of, you know, the streaming and, you know, the torning, like your producer has said. But it comes down to a point now where, for me, in a nutshell, it's kind of time over money. I'd rather just, like you said, sit down, pay for something and watch it and get good content than waste my time, you know, 10, 15 minutes trying to, you know, a good stream. Then I have to send it to my TV. And it's just, I think it's ridiculous. And I'm going to go with your other call. You know, if this comes out and I have to pay extra or it's not part of my package, I'm not going to get it. And, you know, if I miss it, I miss it. But I think it's just ridiculous how he's approaching this. And I just don't agree with it.
I appreciate the phone call. I'll give the last word on this to Lottie. Hey, Lottie, you're on the score. Why are you mad at the Cubs?
Well, I think that this policy is discriminatory toward poor people. Through various social agencies, I've been in contact with single parents who could no longer afford any kind of cable. And I went out and bought them an antenna and had someone show them how to connect it up to get free TV. And in Cook County, I think there's an awful lot of people who are like that. They're on antennas if they can even afford that and don't have to have someone give them one because they cannot afford any kind of cable or computers, because we have computers in every single library in Cook County, and they're usually used a lot because there are people who cannot afford to have the computers at home or to pay the monthly fee for the internet.
Yeah, it's not even necessarily the computers. It's the monthly charge for having Wi-Fi. But I appreciate your phone call. And I think that there is something to that. it's still worth it to the Cubs to do it this way. And I don't fault them for that, but I do think that they could, I think there are steps that they could take to make all of this feel a lot better. Thank you for your opinions. I appreciate it, whether it was via text or the phone lines. It's a lot of interesting, thought-provoking stuff. So I hope that this this forum that I gave them, that the Cubs hear, and maybe they address some of those issues. Back after this on The Score. Speaking of those Wolves, they're the ones that are bringing you the bottom of the hour. If you want your hockey team to play in front of thousands, your youth hockey team, make it happen with the Chicago Wolves Youth Hockey Program presented by Kia. Go to chicagowolves.com/youth hockey to learn more. Thanks to the folks at Upworks. They've got devs and UL designers and writers and strategists, you name it. Whatever skills you or you hope to bring in, they've got you covered. Upwork is how you can get it done. Pros available short or long term, one time or as often as you need them, and they're proven, rated, and reviewed. Need a front-end developer for a few months, an SEO specialist for 6 weeks, or a team of designers and devs all in one place? Upwork is how. Upwork is how. Thanks for the focus group that we did. It was fun to hear your thoughts on everything. I'm sure that it's a conversation that will continue as we get closer and closer. We're only a month away from that first spring game being broadcast on Marquee. It's going to go by quick, too. So hang in there. I'm not here to tell you that the solutions are going to be totally what you want, but we're going to have to get creative in some cases, and maybe it will fall in line with your budget that you would spend on television and on baseball once we know for sure that a deal is done between the Cubs and Comcast, and then you can figure out how much you're willing to spend on the whole doggone thing. But the conversations are worthy, and I appreciate your opinions inside this forum that we had. We're going to talk with the McNeil and Parkin show. Mark Grody is in for Park today. I'm looking forward to seeing my friend Groats. He's a good man and thorough. I'll talk with him coming up next here on The Score.